I drink rich chocolate Ovaltine every day because it's high in calcium and antioxidants like vitamins A, C, and E. Ovaltine even has iron I need, which I can't get from Nesquik powder or milk alone.
Mmm, Ovaltine is good.
And it's loaded with vitamins and minerals. Nesquik powder doesn't come close.
More Ovaltine, please.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Air America Radio News, I'm Marty Lynch. Merry Christmas, Devil Dogs! Those were the cheers that came from one Marine division spending the holidays outside of Fallujah. The Navy's Bravo Surgical Company put on Santa and reindeer costumes and crisscrossed the base in a fire truck while caroling. One lieutenant there said, quote, "We're getting to spend the holiday here. Why not share it with the rest of the group?" The Marines strung Christmas lights and tinsel throughout the base before attending a religious service there. Donald Rumsfeld is working overtime today. The defense secretary made a surprise visit to Iraq. He hopped on a Black Hawk helicopter and visited U.S. troops stationed in Fallujah, Tikrit, and Mosul. Rumsfeld shared words of encouragement with the wounded in Mosul only days after a blast by a suicide bomber killed 14 U.S. soldiers in a mess hall there. During his short tour, Rumsfeld kept insisting that the insurgency would be defeated. The defense secretary ended his short visit to Iraq by meeting with top American commanders and holding talks with the interim Iraqi government. Thousands of people celebrated Christmas in the original birthplace of Jesus. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas was one of them. Israel prevented the former leader Yasser Arafat from attending the festivities since 2001. One woman, a 55-year-old United Arab Emirate worker, said the surprisingly hopeful atmosphere attracted her to Bethlehem despite safety concerns. Local lawmakers helped some soldiers get home for the holidays. Kentucky Congressman Ken Lucas lobbied the Army to let some soldiers stationed in New Jersey come home to the Bluegrass State for the holidays. Lucas worked with New Jersey Representative Mike Denham to loosen travel restrictions for the holidays. One woman from Fort Knox said, quote, "We've got 3 kids at home and they don't even know Dad's coming home yet. The troops from Kentucky are training at Fort Dix in New Jersey before heading to Iraq." And parts of the Midwest are still digging out from the remnants left by a huge winter storm earlier this week. Highways in Kentucky remain hazardous because of freezing temperatures. 100 travelers were stranded on a portion of Interstate 64 in Indiana, and 275,000 homes in Columbus, Ohio, still do not have power. Some malls in Ohio and Illinois are staying open late tonight to let last-minute holiday shoppers catch up. The storm wreaked havoc on most people in the Midwest, but one Chicago resident, extremely happy, saying, quote, "I was thrilled because there were no lines at the malls." There was a huge explosion today in Baghdad's Green Zone. A truck filled with butane was parked outside of the Libyan and Moroccan embassies in the upscale Mansour district. 19 people suffered severe burns as a result of the explosion, and one person was killed. Violence has escalated considerably since the U.S.-led assault on Fallujah last month. More than $8 million were donated for Bush's re-inauguration ceremonies. The team handling the funds gained 20 new contributors, including 7 that donated the maximum $250,000. Some of the companies that made donations were AmeriQuest Capital Corporation, the ExxonMobil Corporation, Occidental Petroleum Corporation, and Chevron Texaco Corporation. And people from all over the world descended on St. Peter's Square for a glimpse of the Pope and the 100-year-old Christmas tree today. This is Air America Radio News.
Down to the wire, down to the final stretch, get down to Sears and get new gift ideas at the last minute gift sale. Warmer Heart, sweaters are 50% off. Make her shine, all fine jewelry is 40 to 60% off. And all small kitchen appliances are on sale too. Save on all TVs, DVD players, camcorders, and digital cameras. But hurry, they're sure to be gone in a flash. The last minute gift sale. Sears, good life, great price. Exclusive supplies, see store for details. Sale 12/22/04 to 12/24/04.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. But you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. What kind of radio network would give an ex-con Pinko Hillbilly a radio show? Air America, that's who. Each week, me and my friends get together to play our favorite music and maybe even talk about politics. This week on The Revolution Starts Now, my guest is my old buddy Jill Sobule. Join us every Sunday evening for The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
The Revolution Starts Now.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for tuning in. 7 past the hour. Oh, program note. Tomorrow night, former Illinois senatorial candidate and talk show host Nancy Skinner will be filling in for me. I'll be at Carpe Diem in Atlanta giving a speech to the Atlanta Democrats. If you live in the Atlanta area and want to come by, more information available at MikeMalloy.com. I have no idea what we're going to talk about. I really don't. But Kathy and I and the kid are going to go, and we'll have fun. We'll have a good time, right? What?
But say it again. You always tell me you never know what you're going to talk
about.
No,
I don't. I can't. I used to try when I would get invited to speak someplace. You know, I'd fill out all the notes, little 3x5 cards. I'd try to come up with witty little sayings. You know, some people are real good at that, but I have to write everything down. And then I would get all flustered. So, you know, looking at the cards, and I hate that. When I'm listening to somebody talk, I just want to hear what they got to say. I don't want to see them reading stuff, right? So I just decided to house it, you know. And it's worked out so far. It's worked out. You just go and start talking. See what happens, you know. Like we do on this program every night. What the hell's the difference, right? There's no difference. Huh? What, research? Practice? Writing? What is this I heard? What did I hear the other day that Al Franken has like 8 people working on his show? What is, what, really? Writers, producers, researchers, call screeners? Huh?
Yeah, well, he's in the middle of the day. There's important breaking news going on all the time. We have it easy.
Oh.
We come in here at the end of the news day. Everything's happened. We just put a little bow on it and put it to bed.
Did you see this story? A 10-year-old kid, a 10-year-old kid, fourth grader in Philly, at Home Elementary School in the far northeast suburbs was pulled out of class, handcuffed, taken to the local police station in the back of a police wagon this week. What do you suppose this kid did? Huh? He's 10 years old, handcuffed, taken to the police station, charged with violating. You know what she had in her book bag? A pair of scissors. Do you remember when you were a kid, truth seeker, and you would get ready for the school year? What did your mom take you to the notion store to buy?
The what store?
It was called a notion store. It was before Target. It was before this putrid, filthy Walmart. You know, there used to be store. Oh, never mind. Oh, God. Anyway, you would go and you'd get a pencil box. A sliding pencil that had pencils in it, obviously. That's where the name came from. But the top would slide off and you had a ruler. And you would get a compass. No, not the one that points north, south, east, west. The one you drew circles with, right? And you'd get a protractor. That was a half circle. Never mind. And you would get a pair of scissors.
Did you get stone tablets and a little chisel?
And you would get a pair of scissors. And if you were in elementary school, you also got a box of Crayola crayons. And, we were so poor, I always used to get the box with 16. Kathy keeps giving me the finger and turning on her microphone, but it's the index finger. What?
I was just going to ask if you ever could remember the color of Washington's horse.
So I got the box of Crayola crayons that had 16 colors in it. And invariably, I get to school the first day of school, and the kid sitting next to me had 64 colors, you know. And then there was always some little blonde girl in the back of the room that had 128, you know. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Anyway, this 10-year-old fourth grader, 8-inch scissors. Now, what's 8-inch? Let's see. That's about 8-inch scissors. She had a pair of scissors in her book bag. So the kid is crying. She's crying her heart out. What the hell is going on? The school officials acknowledged the girl was not using the scissors as a weapon, not threatening anyone, nothing. The scissors were in her book bag. But guess what? Guess what? During a search of students' belongings, the scissors were discovered. Isn't that nice? The scissors qualified as a possible weapon under state law. So the kid will be suspended for 5 days. And then the school district will decide whether or not to expel her to a disciplinary school or allow her to return to Home Elementary. Meanwhile, the city police decided not to charge her with a crime because they determined that she had no intent to use the scissors as a weapon. Oh, my God. And a police spokesman defended handcuffing this child because,
well, all suspects, regardless of age or crime, are handcuffed, he said. The officers acted in good faith.
So if you have a 5-year-old who's walking down the aisles of a supermarket and puts a Reese's peanut butter cup in his pocket and gets busted, they're going to put him in handcuffs if it's in Philly? Oh, Jesus, what is the matter? Unbelievable. In Columbus, Ohio, as you know, yesterday the Ohio delegation to the Electoral College cast its votes for the current most visible member of the Bush crime syndicate. This just hours after dissident groups asked the Supreme Court there, the state Supreme Court, to review the outcome of the state's presidential balloting first. And the state Supreme Court said, get bent. Forget it. That's it. The Republican governor, Robert Taft, who was the Republican electors, who was at the Republican electors voting session in the state Senate chamber, said, the vast majority of people understand this election is over. Well, you know what? He may be right. He may be right. What is this? What the hell happened on Randy Rhoads' program today? What happened? I went to Democratic Underground to read this thread to try to figure out what happened. Apparently, Bev Harris called in. Nobody was able to get in touch with her, blackboxvoting.org, and Randy took her to task and asked some questions that need to be answered, and they weren't. And, I don't know. I don't know. But things are starting to get a little loopy and weird. Bart Kopp told me over the weekend we talked. Was it over the weekend, Kathy? Yeah, a couple days ago, we had a chat, Bart Kopp and I, and he's blackboxvoting.org, and he said, I don't know what the hell he was talking about either. He said, I had a falling out with Bev Harris over a year ago. Bart Kopp had criticism for long ago because she would make some wild claims and never follow up with proof, and it's been my experience that my good friend Bart Kopp over at bartkopp.com has a very acutely, finely tuned BS sensor that goes off real quick. And now Keith Olbermann has jumped in her case on his blog, right? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I just absolutely don't know what's going on. I'm sorry. What do we do today? Oh, that's right. We took the Christmas presents down to the UPS store and mailed them, right? And stood in line for like an hour and a half. And stuff like that. So I didn't hear Randy's program today. Maybe somebody can fill us in. I don't know. But in Ohio, Supreme Court says, we don't care. In Florida, this story, it's at wired.com. It's all over the place, all over the Internet. Allegations made by a Florida programmer that 4 years ago, Representative Tom Feeney, who is now a Republican congressman from Florida, asked his Curtis's then employer to write software to alter votes on electronic voting machines in Florida to control the vote. That story is just burbling all over the place, but nobody, I don't know. I don't know, folks. Maybe it is time to just say, okay, let's stop spending energy on this election that occurred on November 2nd, and let's learn how to fire guns. I mean, I don't know. What do you think? Maybe it's time to adopt, I'm just kidding there, adopt a different tactic. What do you think? Let's talk about it tonight. 866-303-2270. I'm Mike Malloy.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Okay, who put the Denerex in my shower? Joe?
Wasn't me, Dad.
Sally?
I think it was Mom.
Guilty as charged. Come on, hon, your dandruff was back again. I thought it was time to stop messing around with those other shampoos and start using Denerex.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denerex. Denerex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Dad, your hair looks good.
Always listen to your mother.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denerex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denerex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denerex.com.
New York in winter. You know how cold it gets. And if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. And that's why now is a great time to replace them with custom replacement windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save $625 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Sears double-paned extra-strength windows have insulated frames, which may help reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes it simple and affordable. Call 1-800-448-6600 and save $625 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Offer ends December 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another winter without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now, 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. An innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Michael Levitt, that's Bush's choice to be Secretary of Health and Human Services, a guy that's stepping over from the Environmental Protection Agency. He heads the EPA now, destroying everything he can get his filthy hands on where it concerns the EPA. I know somebody says he's a moderate Republican. No, he's not. He's a Bush loyalist, and he will do what Bush tells him to do. He will do for Bush what Monica did for Bill. That's what these people do. So now Michael Levitt, Secretary of Health and Human Services, and Associated Press is reporting that he will probably have to cut billions of dollars from the government's mammoth health programs for the elderly, the poor, and the disabled. Notice they don't say anything about the... Never mind. The elderly, the poor, and the disabled. So if you are one or two or all three of those, bye-bye. Nice knowing you, especially if you have been on Medicare or Medicaid and you need your medicine. Bye-bye. Nice knowing you. You're on Medicaid, you say? Bye-bye. Nice knowing you. This is how it works. This is what social Darwinism is all about. Now, if you happen to be on Medicare or Medicaid and you voted for Bush, bye-bye. Huh? Nice knowing you. If you are on Medicare or Medicaid and did not vote for Bush, I don't know. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to fight? Who are you going to fight? See, they don't pay any attention anymore to the elderly, the poor, or the disabled. Why not? Well, neither did Hitler. The only time Hitler paid attention to them was to round them up and send them to death camps. It's social Darwinism. It's eugenics. It's cleaning out the gene pool. It's saving money. What are they saving money for? What's the point? It's destroying social programs. There, I've listed about six or seven. Take your pick. I don't know. Is it eugenics? Is it cleaning the gene pool? Is it saving money? Is it mean-spiritedness? Is it America 2004? I have no idea. Before becoming the governor of Utah, which he was for 11 years, before joining this corrupt administration in 2003, Leavitt was chief operating officer of the Leavitt Group, a family insurance firm in which he maintains an investment worth between $5 and $25 million. The company owns 100 independent insurance agencies that sell supplemental Medicare policies, among other insurance products. Ah, really? Well, isn't that nice? Huh? He's now going to be the head of Health and Human Services, and he has a company that sells supplemental Medicare policies. Well, let me see. If Medicare goes down, that means if you have money, you're going to have to increase your supplemental insurance to take up the slack, right? Where will you go to get the supplemental insurance? Well, there's 100 companies out there. Did you know how many? Did you know the names of the ones owned by or with the financial interest by Michael Leavitt? No, neither do I. Jesus. Now, there's no such thing in the Bush crime family as conflict of interest. In the Bush crime syndicate, it is screw them, get what you can get, steal, stuff your mouth, stuff things in your overcoat, stuff things in every body orifice into which you can cram and stuff things, take it, get it all. The poor, the disabled, the elderly, screw them. If they had any sense, they wouldn't be poor or disabled or elderly. Right? Yeah, you figure it out. Now, not only that, but the Republican plan to privatize Social Security? Did you see this in the New York Times? Oh, God. Nearly every leading Republican proposal in Washington acknowledges that private accounts, these investment accounts, by themselves do very little to solve the system, the Social Security system's projected shortfall of almost $4 trillion that's coming after 2051. So what do they want to do? Deep cuts in benefits to future retirees. Now, that doesn't mean anything, does it? Are you thinking to yourself, well, let's see, I'm 30. By 2051, I'll be, oh my God, I'll be 75 years old or 80 or something. I don't know. I don't have my calculator with me. That won't affect. No, Bubala, it doesn't have anything to do with the year 2051. It has to do with 5, 6, 8, 9, 10 years from now. Cutting benefits. Cutting. You see, now who gets social, who relies on Social Security? Oh, the elderly, the poor, and the disabled? Hey, you get to move to the front of the class. But didn't you just say that the elderly, the poor, and the disabled are going to take it in the chops because of Medicare and Medicaid? You're very observant tonight, aren't you? But now you're saying Social Security too? Right. Well, then, I guess I should go die. There you go. Bye-bye.
Life's gonna suck when you grow up. It sucks pretty bad right now. Hey, if you know the words, sing along. You're gonna have to mow the lawn, do the dishes, make your bed. You're gonna have to go to school until you're 17. It's gonna seem about three times as long as that. You might have to go to war, shoot a gun, kill a nun. You might have to go to war when you get out of school.
Hey, cheer up, kids, it gets a lot worse.
You're gonna have to deal with stress, deal with stress, deal with stress. You're gonna be a giant mess when you get back from the war.
Santa Claus does not exist and there's no Easter Bunny. You'll find out when you grow up that big bird isn't funny.
Funny, funny, yeah.
Life's gonna suck when you grow up, when you grow up, when you grow up. Life's gonna suck when you grow up. It sucks pretty bad right now.
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
The NBA on ABC premieres as Shaq and Kobe face off in L.A. Heat versus Lakers, Christmas Day at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific.
Want a job that offers excellent pay? Security, automatic pay increases, paid sick leave, paid vacation, disability insurance, pension, and more? That's exactly what a civil service job can offer. The Training Center for Civil Service Jobs is Civil Service Career Center in Manhattan. Call 212-971-3434. After passing your exam, you can be starting a career in civil service. Some jobs offer starting salaries of more than $20 per hour. There are postal jobs, jobs with the IRS, immigration, clerical, administrative, computers, and more. Civil Service Career Center's experienced instructors will give you all the training you need. Call 212-971-3434. Remember, once you have a civil service job, you have that job for life. Start a career that you and your family can be proud of. Civil Service Career Center is not an employment agency nor government affiliated. Don't miss out. Call now. 212-971-3434. That number again, 212-971-3434.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
EcoTalk.
I'm Betsy Rosenberg.
And I'm Johnny Steele.
Of EcoTalk on Air America Radio, our program covers everything you wanted to know about planet protection, from the practical to the political, but didn't know where to ask. We interview authors, activists, green businesses, leaders, scientific experts, and occasionally ordinary folks who are making an extraordinary environmental difference.
From reuse to renewable energy, from climate change to computer recycling.
Your home for eco-health
and eco-humor.
EcoTalk.
On Air America Radio.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Got an email from Dale regarding the recount effort in Ohio. He says the Secretary of State, Blackwell, who is also Bush's Ohio reelection co-chair, Blackwell has sent an attorney representative to each of the 88 counties to assure that new ballots are not counted. Needless to say, Dale writes, this is not making it to the news. No, of course not. I guess that's Blackwell's way of making sure that those lousy little election supervisors in various counties in Ohio don't decide, oh, I've changed my mind. I'm no longer a cretinous Republican. I'm going to allow a whole bunch of uncounted or non-existent ballots for John Kerry. God, these people are sick. Audrey in Boston sent this to me. We were talking the other night about that bumper, not bumper sticker, but the thing around a license plate that we see every once in a while. Warning, in case of rapture, this car will be unmanned. Well, Audrey sent me one. She said, this would be a good one. I put a bumper sticker that says, in case of rapture, can I have your car? Yeah, we ought to have one of those, Kathy. I swear to God, we ought to have one of those. Just pull around in front of those great big SUVs that say, in case of rapture. The Sacramento County, that's in California, the coroner's office there issued a statement the other day confirming that former investigative reporter Gary Webb committed suicide with two gunshots to the head. Yeah, there was a bunch of phone calls from the usual freaks, you know, conspiracy freaks, tinfoil hat wearers, people like me, people like you, Democrats, people who believe that there is a definite effort to destroy the press in this country, that part of it that has not already become, willing participants in its own destruction, and also to kill, literally to kill people who get in the way of the Bush crime family. Thus, it has always been, thus, it will always be. So here it is, Gary Webb shot himself twice in the head. Okay. Once in each eye? The statement was issued because of the number of calls. This is according to the Sacramento Bee. Because of the number of calls that had flooded the coroner's office since it was reported Sunday by the Sacramento Bee that Gary Webb's death was caused by more than one wound. Now, you know who Gary Webb is. If you don't, do a Google. Webb's ex-wife, Sue Bell, discounted the theories that he had been killed by whoever. Right? Other than suicide. Webb's ex-wife, Sue Bell, discounted these theories, saying the 49-year-old Webb had been distraught for some time over his inability to get a job at another major newspaper. Ms. Bell said, the way he was acting would be hard for me to believe it was anything but suicide. End quote. She said that before he died, Webb wrote and mailed notes to family members and placed his baby shoes in his mother's shed. Webb also had paid, according to Bell, for his own cremation earlier in the year and had named Bell, Miss Bell, months ago as the beneficiary of his bank account. That's according to his ex-wife, Sue Bell. She went on to say he had sold his house last week because he could no longer afford the mortgage and was upset that his motorcycle had been stolen last week. He had apparently laid out his driver's license before taking his father's .38 caliber pistol, which he kept in his nightstand, to shoot himself. The coroner said it's unusual in a suicide case to have two shots, but it is a distinct possibility. Jesus. Okay, well, and why did Wellstone's plane crash? And What? Oh, never. And remember the Enron guy committed suicide by shooting himself in the back of the head? And, Hatfield. What was Hatfield's first name? James. James Hatfield. I think it was James. His suicide. And if you want to go back far enough, Carnahan. I mean, it just goes on and on, doesn't it? Huh? So, two gunshot wounds to the head. That's both inflicted. Oh, and somebody sent me an email. Said the body now has been turned over from the coroner's office to family members or maybe his ex-wife, and it's going to be cremated. So that's the end of that story. Do you understand? That's it. Story's finished. Gary Webb committed suicide. Shot himself twice in the head. Is that can you do that literally? Can you shoot yourself in the head? And then shoot yourself in the head again? I mean, a head wound? Oh, my God. Okay, there's a couple more here. I've got to get on the table before we go to phone calls. Senator Trent Lott. Trent Lott.
Well, you know what, Strom? If we just would have kept the niggers in their place and elected you president, hell, this country would be a lot better, boy. You know what I'm saying? That's right. That's right, Strom. Here, you want some cake? That's a good boy. You know, it's a shame them niggers got to vote and everything. Well, Strom, here, you want some whiskey? How about abroad? Jesus.
Anyway, that Trent Lott told the Biloxi Chamber of Commerce, I'm not a fan of Secretary Rumsfeld. I don't think he listens enough to his uniformed officers. He ought to be replaced. He ought to be replaced. I'm not calling for his resignation, but I think we need a change at some point. And then, if you remember earlier this week, McCain on Monday told the Associated Press he has no confidence in Rumsfeld, but he says, I'm not calling on Rumsfeld's resignation. Why don't they? What's wrong with these? Well, don't ask that question. Don't ask that question, Malloy. Come on. But this is a clear example of the lack of integrity in the hearts and minds of both of these slobs, Trent Lott and John McCain. And John McCain, because he's a coward. He's an absolute spineless, gutless coward. Maybe they cut his spine out of him when he was in the Hanoi Hilton. I don't know. Maybe that happened. Maybe the torture, maybe the isolation that they put on old McCain after they caught him because his plane got shot down after he'd bombed and strafed and killed Christ himself, only knows how many civilians in North Vietnam. Okay, hey, war's hell, right? War's hell. Civilians, sorry, collateral damage, dead, death, arms blown up, rupture, you know, whatever. So McCain, though, comes back to this country, does his thing, runs for president, runs up against these punks and killers. Well, maybe that's it. They're killers in the Bush crime family. And McCain just turns around, starts licking his own butt. I've never seen anything like it. What happened in South Carolina? Remember that? Excuse me, I'm going to act like a dog now. You whip me like a cur. Now I'm going to sit here and lift my leg and lick. You know, that's what dogs do. I have no respect for McCain. Lott? To hell with Lott. So here you have these two Republicans saying, well, we're not asking for him to for his resignation, but we think you ought to resign. But we're not asking for his resignation, but, you know, I like to see a chat. I'm not calling for resignation. Oh, God, these people make me sick. They really do. Don't they make you sick? And the latest on Bernie Kerik's love nest? Huh? Did you probably saw it in the Times the other day? Not just his ties to the mob, not just his greed and his insistence on payoffs from vending cigarette sales to prisoners. What a slime ball this guy is, huh? What a slime ball. An apartment that had been donated for use by exhausted September 11th rescue workers was where Bernie decided to hold his little get-some-on-the-side extramarital liaisons. Don't you love these Republicans? Aren't they filthy? Aren't they just... And it's their hypocrisy. I frankly don't give a damn if somebody cheats on their husband or their wife. It's none of my business. You know, take it up with your divorce attorney. Take it up with your God. Take it up with your spouse. I don't care. But it's the Republicans who make such a big deal about it. Right?
Oh, my God, Bill Clinton, Monica, oh, the Republic is going to come crashing down. The boys who died at Dunkirk are tossing in their graves. The people that died at Hiroshima are writhing and writhing, you know, that kind of crap because of Clinton and Monica.
But these Republicans, just one after another, right? What a bunch of hypocritical thugs. I just, they make me sick. You know, forget the part of dealing with the construction company with ties to the mafia. Forget, you know, what, three wives, four wives, the two of which didn't even, bigamy, lost children. What, does he have bastard sons and daughters or something? I don't know. I have no idea. But remember, the only reason he stepped down from Bush's appointment was because he had an invisible nanny from an invisible country. For whom he did not file the invisible tax returns on her invisible earnings. And, of course, the news media, for the most part, you know, I mean television, they've either dropped the story or they validated for the American public the BS, the hype.
Yeah, well, it was a nanny, you know, like, well, Bill Clinton's people had the same problem.
God. Okay. We'll be back. It's Air America Radio.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
So I got the hint.
What hint?
About my problem.
Believe me, you don't have a problem.
I'm talking about the Denorex she left in the shower last week.
Oh, that. Well, I noticed your dandruff was back.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denorex. Denorex penetrates deep into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
I wanted to tell you how great your hair looked, but I guess we got sidetracked.
Are you finally ready for Denorex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denorex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denorex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denorex.com.
Sirius Black's Escape from Azkaban.
By Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Expecto Patronum!
The year's most magical DVD.
Harry!
Includes a conversation with J.K. Rowling and cursed.
The film is just mind-blowing.
Exclusive, never-before-seen footage and loads of other magical extras.
That felt good.
Not good, brilliant.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Parental guidance suggested. Rated PG. Buy it on DVD.
It was the night before Bull Week from Capital One. It's actually more than a week, December 14th through January 1. My jerseys were piled on my dresser and chair because 21 college bowl games soon would be there. I set up three TVs because one wouldn't do. Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC, ESPN 1 and 2. There I sat on my couch like a king in my castle. Thanks to Capital One, I can watch 21 bowl games with absolutely no hassle. From December 14th through January 1, it's all about football and Capital One.
Well, it's that time of year again. In my house, we call it Chronica. Not due to any religious admixture, but because we puff a little chronic before hitting the mall. This year, I found that sales clerks in stores like Macy's and The Gap aren't calling it anything at all. Management now insists they welcome customers with Happy Holidays or Season's Greetings, but not, under any circumstances, Merry Christmas. And this has Bill O'Reilly and the folks over at the Family Research Council carping that liberal secularists have taken Christ out of Christmas. Maybe that's why people are left to write Xmas on their holiday cards. Over in Missouri, Lisa Montgomery reenacted the Immaculate Conception by butchering Bobby Jo Stinnett and carving out her 8-month-old fetus. The baby was wrapped in swaddling clothes and visited by three men bearing gifts from the local auto parts store. Light up whatever you want at AskewedView.com.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology with the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
It's about 8 and a half before the hour. This is just funny. The bumper sticker that we got from who was it in Boston? Who sent it? Audrey. Here's one from Angus. Angus says, "I've seen the 'In case of rapture, can I have your car' bumper sticker, but my favorite for utter tastelessness is." God was my co-pilot, but we crashed in the Andes and I had to eat him. You people are sick. You people are really sick. All right, one more thing here before the break. This is in the Post yesterday. Two plainclothes, Loudoun County, that's in Virginia. Sheriff's investigators showed up at Pamela Albaugh's house. When they told her they were there, she got angry. A complaint had been filed alleging that her 11-year-old son had made, quote, anti-American and violent, close quote, statements in school. Okay? Now, she said she was aware of the incident at the Belmont Ridge Middle School. That's where her son was assigned to write a letter to U.S. Marines. And the boy responded, according to his teacher, by saying, I wish all Americans were dead and that American soldiers would die. The mother and her child says that the boy, they deny that the boy wished his countrymen dead. I don't know what that means. Does that mean he didn't write it or what? Now, Ms. Albaugh is a U.S. citizen. Her husband is an Israeli who manages a Leesburg movie company. Mom described her son as a rambunctious student who has long opposed armies of any kind. Okay, that's good, but 11 years old, my God, when did he start opposing armies, right? Anyway, mom said he refused the Veterans Day assignment and told his teacher that the Marines, quote, might as well die as much as I care, end quote. Whatever was said, the words apparently caused this the phone calls, conferences, and an in-school suspension, and then the police showed up. Mom said thought the whole thing was resolved in school until these investigators showed up last week, and she said what happened then was 2 hours of intense personal questioning. They asked how she felt about 9/11 in the military. They asked whether she knows any foreigners who have trouble with American policy. And then, get this, they mentioned a German friend who had been staying with the family and asked whether the friend sympathized with the Taliban. Okay, and how did they know that the family had a German friend? Oh, well, they also inquired, these two thugs, whether mom might be teaching her children anti-American values, right? Toward the end of the conversation, mom's husband, Dad, arrived home. Dad said that the two of them then spent another hour, the two investigators spent another hour talking to Dad, mostly about his life in Israel and his 4 years in an elite combat unit there. What do they think? This guy is secretly telling his kid, or the kid overhears the parents talking about some kind of ugly plot against members of the United States government, so the kid picks up on it, and I guess that's their line of thinking, right? Their line of thinking. Mom said it was intimidating. I told them it's like a George Orwell novel, that it felt like they were the thought police. If someone would have asked me 5 years ago if this was something my government would do, I would have said never. A spokesman for the Sheriff's Department said, quote, whenever there's a complaint that a child in a school is using language that is threatening or with violent overtones, we have an obligation to look into it. Really? Okay. The parents said that the young boy's words were those of a confused adolescent whose views of the world are still being formed. They believe, the mom and dad believe, that the parents, the authorities were called partly because he has a foreign-sounding name and accented English from years of living abroad. Apparently the family has lived in India, Europe, and Israel before moving to the United States in 2000. Now, a professor at Georgetown, law professor at Georgetown, said the boy's statement in class is protected by the Constitution. Well, duh. The professor said there's no indication from the student making an anti-American statement that violence to the school would follow. The FBI and the government should be investigating real terrorists, not children who criticize the United States. So one more example of life in Bush's America. We had a weird thing happen the other day, not like this, but I wanted to renew my post office box, and they said, "Well, we need to ask you questions," and they did. We had to answer questions about it. So what's this about? Well, this is from the Homeland Security Act. We need an update every 2 years on where you live, two pieces of identification, one that has to have a photo, where you live, your home phone number, your date of birth. Yeah, okay. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hey, Dad, I'm home.
Hi, son. Your school, your day. How was your school today?
It was okay.
So, you and your friends, what's their names? You could have them over for lunch sometime. Here, today, though, huh?
Yeah, sure, Dad.
It's not always easy to talk to your kids. You can't always be a friend to them. Do you have any friends you respect? So, instead, why not try yelling at them?
Where the hell have
have you been?
At school. It's Monday.
Oh, sure. You're just getting stoned. You and your stoner friends.
Ted and Carol aren't stoners. You don't know them. You don't know anything.
I don't know them because they're drug addicts. And I don't let stoners in my house.
I'm bringing them here if I want. I hate you. I hate you.
Don't you walk out on me. I'm still talking.
Bring your family together. Yell at them. It worked for your parents, and it should work for you, too. Brought to you by the Council to Get Families Yelling Again.
Time to renovate your kitchen? Well, don't replace your cabinets. Just reface them with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. And with Sears, it's satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call now for a free in-home estimate. 1-800-225-5991. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-225-5991.
The Chicago Underground Daily calls it an amazing cinematic wonder. Spellbinding.
My daughter, I'm not sure if I can make it.
Father, you must remain strong, for I bring good news.
You bring good news?
Yes. I just save a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See how much you could save. Visit Geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
Air America Radio News, I'm Marty Lynch. There was a huge explosion today in Baghdad's Green Zone. A truck filled with butane was parked outside of the Libyan and Moroccan embassies in the upscale Mansour district. 19 people suffered severe burns as a result of the explosion, and one person was killed. Violence has escalated considerably since the U.S.-led assault on Fallujah last month. According to the Associated Press, 1,323 U.S. soldiers have died since the beginning of the Iraq War in March 2003. Donald Rumsfeld is working overtime today. The defense secretary made a surprise visit to Iraq. He hopped on a Black Hawk helicopter and visited U.S. troops stationed in Fallujah, Tikrit, and Mosul. Rumsfeld shared words of encouragement with the wounded in Mosul only days after a blast by a suicide bomber killed 14 U.S. soldiers in a mess hall. During his short tour, Rumsfeld kept insisting that the insurgency would be defeated. The defense secretary ended his short visit to Iraq by meeting with top American commanders and holding talks with the interim Iraqi government. President Bush spent the day thanking U.S. troops in Iraq. He made some phone calls from Camp David and wished soldiers happy holidays. The White House reports that Bush called a total of 10 U.S. service members, including six in Iraq. More than $8 million were donated for Bush's re-inauguration ceremonies. The team handling the funds gained 20 new contributors, including seven that donated the maximum $250,000. Some of the companies that made donations were AmeriQuest Capital Corporation, the Exxon Mobil Corporation, Occidental Petroleum Corporation, and the Chevron Texaco Corporation. Many in the Midwest are still trying to thaw out. Earlier this week, a huge storm dumped ice and snow on many parts of the area. Highways in Kentucky remain hazardous because of freezing temperatures. Almost 100 travelers were stranded on a portion of Interstate 64 in Indiana, and 275,000 homes in Columbus, Ohio still do not have power. Some malls in Ohio and Illinois are staying open late tonight to let last-minute holiday shoppers catch up. The storm wreaked havoc on many people in the Midwest, but one extremely happy Chicago resident said, quote, "I was thrilled because there were no lines at the malls." The Russian military test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile today. The missile was fired from a testing range on the far eastern Kamchatka Peninsula. Today's launch was the final test of the missile's capabilities. Each missile can be fitted with one nuclear warhead, but plans are in the works to try and fit three nuclear warheads on each missile. President Vladimir Putin says Russia is developing nuclear weapons that will far surpass anything that other nations have now. The radical Palestinian group Hamas gained some ground today. City council elections were held yesterday, and the Associated Press displayed the results. The AP showed Hamas acquired a majority of the council seats in 14 towns. Most of these areas were considered Fatah strongholds, but not anymore. One Hamas spokesperson said support for the group has grown, and there is even the possibility of forging coalitions with the rival group Fatah. Hamas has been the leader of anti-Israeli violence for many years. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Marty Lynch.
'Twas the night before Bull Week from Capital One. It's actually more than a week, December 14th through January 1. My jerseys were piled on my dresser and chair because 21 college bowl games soon would be there. I set up three TVs because one wouldn't do. Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC, ESPN 1 and 2. There I sat on my couch like a king in my castle. Thanks to Capital One, I can watch 21 bowl games with absolutely no hassle. From December 14th through January 1, it's all about football and Capital One.
Put down the eggnog and get to your Lincoln Mercury dealer now. The Lincoln Mercury wish list year-end event ends soon. This is your last chance to get a no-charge DVD entertainment system on the most entertaining SUVs on the planet. 2005 Lincoln Navigator, Lincoln Aviator, and Mercury Mountaineer. Buy or lease now and the DVD entertainment system is no charge. That's a $1,500 value. But this wish list offer will be gone with the holidays. Hurry to your Lincoln Mercury dealer and take delivery by January 3rd, 2005.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
We've all been there. At the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and I'm proud to be part of the Air America Radio family and host of Ring of Fire with my buddy, Mike Papantonio.
Bobby Kennedy is on a mission against the criminal corporations that pollute our water, our air, and our land.
And Pap is one of the country's most renowned trial lawyers, protecting consumers from killer products like asbestos and tobacco.
Is it any wonder that Bobby and I are taking our fight to the airways on Air America Radio? Join us every Saturday on Ring of Fire.
If you're worried about people finding work, you better increase demand. If you're trying to create new jobs, in other words, if one worker can do more work, you got to create the need for more work.
Oh my God! Oh, don't you just want to pull your hair out?
We're talking with Liza Featherstone, the author of Selling Women Short: The Landmark Battle for Women's Rights at Walmart. And also a recently written article for The Nation entitled Down and Out in Discount America. It's an excerpt from her book. You can go to thenation.com and read it. You can buy her book. Do one of the two, okay? Now, unions, Liza, being dead globally, I understand that the question is ridiculous when you consider the strength of unions in, say, old Europe, Germany and France.
Yeah.
But, I'm thinking about these emerging labor markets where everything is being driven right to the lowest common denominator. Is there a chance for workers in the Southern Hemisphere to be organized?
Yeah, well, there's certainly a terrifying trend toward companies, U.S.-based companies, like Walmart, wanting to do most of their business in basically dictatorships, which make it very difficult for workers to organize and to negotiate over things like wages and benefits in a fair way. And that has grave implications for the labor movement all over the world, certainly. I wouldn't say that the labor movement globally was dead, even in those places. I mean, we were just talking about the 12,000 workers who walked off the job in China making phones for Walmart. People's drive to organize and to stand up for themselves and to provide some balance to business interests is very strong, even under the most dire circumstances. So, I think that people will certainly continue to try to do that. And I think that people realize that, I think people are realizing that there has to be some counter to the sort of vise-like grip of these global corporations mm-hmm. on mm-hmm. everyday life.
Well, I also, I'm reminded, as most people are, of the strength of what a union can do when you think about Lech Walesa and Solidarity and how that union helped bring down the Soviet Union. It wasn't the only reason the Soviet Union came down, but it was damn sure of one of the key elements that was necessary to bring the Soviet Union to an end, to bring left-wing fascism in that empire to an end. So, the strength of unions, I think, is underestimated from a political point of view, especially by common folk here in the United States, people who haven't been educated as to what union movement has been about.
Yeah.
My generation is probably the last one that went through secondary school where we were taught. I was going to say, how many people under the age of 30 know who Samuel Gompers or John L. Lewis were?
That's right. And people don't realize that the reason you have a weekend in your job, the reason that you work an 8-hour day instead of a 15-hour day.
Right.
You know?
Oh, it goes on and on and on.
Yeah, I mean, those things have come about because of the labor movement in the United States. And I think that, your example of Poland brings up an important point, is that people don't realize that that a powerful labor movement in a country affects much more than its members. It affects much more mm-hmm. than simply
That's right.
union members.
That's right.
And I think this is partly the right wing in this country has done a very good job of painting the labor movement as a quote-unquote special interest,
mm-hmm.
Something that really only benefits its members. And unions, I must say, have not always done a good job in countering that.
That's
they have
right.
always not always done a good job in making the case to the public that they are...
Well, the boards of directors...
...that they have a larger purpose.
Yeah, and it's my opinion that the boards of directors of some of the unions, some of the major unions, UAW comes to mind, have become as calcified as the old Soviet Politburo was.
Yeah.
It's very hard to move some of these councils. Now, I'm not talking about union organizers or union rank and file. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
I'm talking about the upper levels. They haven't switched completely into the venality of certain corporate people, but damn close to it. I wish we had more time to talk. I must tell you that the article that's in The Nation is a wonderful read. If your book is informative and easy to read, it just flows as that article or the excerpt in The Nation. I'm going to have to go out and buy a copy.
Thank you very much. I think if you like the article, you'll love the book. So.
Well, it's a good article. I hope people will go to thenation.com. I've got a link at my website. You can go and read Liza's article, no charge, and then go buy the book. Liza, thanks so much for taking some time with us. I wish we had more time. Maybe we can chat again, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Okay. Take care. Liza Featherstone is the author of Selling Women Short, The Landmark Battle for Workers' Rights at Walmart. It's a good read if it's like the excerpt that you can find at The Nation, titled Down and Out in Discount America. I have been boycotting Walmart, I and my family. What is it, Kathy, 3 years now? It should have been longer than that. But if you have some doubts about what Walmart's about, read the book, read the excerpt. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us. This is Air America.
I'm Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Do you know where your children are on the Internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by Internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing Internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Dear citizens, it is not only among enemies that ignorance substitutes for intelligence. Anger is more common than understanding, prejudice more common than tolerance, and conflict more common than peace. Neglect for healing the world with wisdom is reflected in the broken body of every soldier, civilian and vain argument. And as the blood of combat spills from the spirit of antagonism that flows from concepts we fail to scrutinize, war, as the offspring of our habits, continues to defy peace as the destiny of change. This is Gola Wolf Richards inviting you to contemplate Silver Lessons for Global Conflict Resolution at mottocitizens.com. War continues based on power we fail to assume, for peace we neglect to learn. Learn to engender the United States of mind. Orchestrate a concert of character for peace. Contemplate Silver Lessons at mottocitizens.com.
Hi friends, this is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident, because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
worried about people finding work, you better increase demand if you're trying to create new jobs. In other words, if one worker can do more work, you got to create the need for more work.
Oh, my God! Oh, don't you just want to pull your hair out?
We're talking with Liza Featherstone, the author of Selling Women Short, the landmark battle for women's rights at Walmart, and also a recently written article for The Nation entitled Down and Out in Discount America. It's a excerpt from her book. You can go to thenation.com and read it. You can buy her book. Do one of the two, okay? Now, unions, Liza, being dead globally, I understand that the question is ridiculous when you consider the strength of unions in, say, old Europe, Germany and France.
Yeah.
But, I'm thinking about these emerging labor markets where everything is being driven right to the lowest common denominator. Is there a chance for workers in the Southern Hemisphere to be organized?
Yeah, well, there's certainly a terrifying trend toward companies, U.S.-based companies, like Walmart, wanting to do most of their business in basically dictatorships, mm-hmm. which make it very difficult for workers to organize and to negotiate over things like wages and benefits in any fair way. And that has grave implications for the labor movement all over the world, certainly. I wouldn't say that the labor movement globally was dead even in those places. I mean, we were just talking about the 12,000 workers who walked off the job in China making phones for Walmart. People's drive to organize and to stand up for themselves and to provide some balance to business interests is very strong, even under the most dire circumstances. So no, I think that people will certainly continue to try to do that. And I think that people are realizing that there has to be some counter to the sort of vise-like grip of these global corporations mm-hmm. on mm-hmm. everyday life.
Well, I also, I'm reminded, as most people are, of the strength of what a union can do when you think about Lech Wałęsa and Solidarity and how that union helped bring down the Soviet Union. It wasn't the only reason the Soviet Union came down, but it was damn sure of one of the key elements that was necessary to bring the Soviet Union to an end, to bring left-wing fascism in that empire to an end. So, the strength of unions, I think, is underestimated from a political point of view, especially by common folk here in the United States, people who haven't been educated as to what union movement has been about.
Yeah.
My generation was probably the last one that went through secondary school where we were taught. I was going to say, how many people under the age of 30 know who Samuel Gompers or John L. Lewis were?
That's right. And people don't realize that the reason you have a weekend in your job, the reason that you work an 8-hour day instead of a 15-hour day.
Right. Oh, it goes on and on and on.
Yeah, I mean, all those things have come about because of the labor movement in the United States. And I think that, I mean, your example of Poland brings up an important point, is that people don't realize that that a powerful labor movement in a country affects much more than its members. It affects much more mm-hmm. than simply
That's right.
union members.
That's right.
And I think this is partly the right wing in this country has done a very good job of painting the labor movement as a quote-unquote special interest,
mm-hmm.
Something that really only benefits its members. And unions, I must say, have not always done a good job in countering that.
That's
they have
right.
always not always done a good job in making the case to the public that they are...
Well, the boards of directors...
have a larger purpose.
Yeah, and it's my opinion that the boards of directors of some of the unions, some of the major unions, UAW comes to mind, have become as calcified as the old Soviet Politburo was.
Yeah.
It's very hard to move some of these councils. Now, I'm not talking about union organizers or union rank and file. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
I'm talking about the upper levels. They haven't switched completely into the venality of certain corporate people, but damn close to it. I wish we had more time to talk. I must tell you that the article that's in The Nation is a wonderful read. If your book is informative and easy to read, it just flows as that article or the excerpt in The Nation. I'm going to have to go out and buy a copy.
Thank you very much. I think if you like the article, you'll love the book. So,
well, it's a good article. I hope people will go to thenation.com. I've got a link at my website. You can go and read Liza's article, no charge, and then go buy the book. Liza, thanks so much for taking some time with us. I wish we had more time. Maybe we can chat again, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Okay, take care. Liza Featherstone is the author of Selling Women Short, The Landmark Battle for Workers' Rights at Walmart. It's a good read if it's like the excerpt that you can find at The Nation titled Down and Out in Discount America. I have been boycotting Walmart, I and my family, what is it, Kathy, 3 years now? It should have been longer than that. But if you have some doubts about what Walmart's about, read the book, read the excerpt. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us. This is Air America.
The Fox Network, Fox News, FX. Sure, they provide a stream of flickering images so you won't have to talk to others. But to your impressionable children, these networks can be gateway drugs to a lifetime of shrill, right-wing ideology. Fox lures in the unsuspecting with The Simpsons. Then, it's just a short step to The OC and Joe Millionaire. Once they're hooked on the soft stuff, children may accidentally watch the nightly news. Then it's only a matter of time before your son or daughter shows interest in Fox sister stations and gets permanently hanitized. Stop this tragedy before it starts. Purchase your favorite shows on DVD and turn off Fox. Remember, Rupert Murdoch doesn't love your children, just their demographic desirability.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the Block Fox Foundation, dedicated to stopping the spread of unnecessary punditry.
In the immediate aftermath of the 9/11 tragedy, people everywhere were asking God for strength and hope. Everyone except Jerry Falwell. At times like these, a courageous man like Falwell reaches for his most potent weapon, his accusatory finger. The Reverend said, in part, the ACLU has to take a lot of blame for this, and the abortionists, and the feminists, and the gays, and the lesbians. I point the finger in their face and say, you helped this happen. We were all thinking this. As the towers fell, we all shook our fists and yelled, damn you, permissive secular society. We just didn't dare say it. For having the guts to say things even God wouldn't say, Jerry Falwell is today's Profile in Courage.
Have you ever seen something and thought to yourself, that's wrong, and that someone should do something about it? We've done that too. Seen things that are wrong and thought that someone should do something about it, that is. So we created the people who are against things that are wrong. Because sometimes we've seen things that are wrong. And, you know, someone should really do something about it, because it's not right. Not at all. We're the people who are against things that are wrong.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by people who are against things that are wrong, because it's not right.
Most Americans think of Maine simply as America's unheated front porch. But it's a great place to visit, and not just when your air conditioning breaks down. It's a place where salty old fishermen feast on lobster and chowder, bask in a luxurious 3-week-long summer, and enjoy access to the best health care in North America. Right across the border in Canada, the state tree of Maine is the white pine tree. The state flower of Maine is the white pine tree pine cone. And the state flag is a white pine on a white background. They don't have a lot of different kinds of plants in Maine, or a lot of different colors. Mostly just white.
Maine is the whitest state in the nation. At least they have some Indians in Utah. But of course, that's an exaggeration. There are black people in Maine, a couple of dozen, most of whom are working as help at the Bush compound in Kennebunkport. A little known fact about the lobster state is this. It produces over 50 billion toothpicks a year. And yet, it's never been known as the toothpick state. The toothpick state boasts many fine Americans. Stephen King and George Bush both reside here. One, the spinner of one nightmarish fantasy after another, and the other, a best-selling author. Maine has given much to the rest of the nation. Prohibition and the Republican Party were both born in Maine, and it certainly must be said their intentions were good. But no matter how cold it gets, or how thick and hungry the mosquitoes, never forget that the sun rises first in Maine. If that doesn't cheer you up, you can always pop on up to Canada and fill your Xanax prescription.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
The NBA on ABC premieres as Shaq and Kobe face off in L.A. Heat versus Lakers, Christmas Day at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews.
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978. For licensing information, visit www.careonecredit.com. When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt.
debts all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling today.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Gather around the radio. Uncle Marty has some holiday cheer. I'm Marty Kaplan on a special Christmas Day edition of So What Else Is News. Here are favorite interviews with the creators of culture, including actors Al Pacino, Elaine Stritch, Bradley Whitford, and Alan Alda. Directors John Waters, David O. Russell, and Jim Jarmusch. Plus, Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane previews his new show, American Dad. It's all this weekend on So What Else Is News.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Okay, just a couple things, and then we're going to go to your phone calls. Still waiting for Daniel to call in if he's listening tonight with an update on his son in Iraq. Hope to hear from you tonight, Daniel. I think he was our last caller last night. He was. Yeah, his son is in special ops, and he hasn't heard from him for 3 or 4 months. Very quickly, in the state of Washington, a judge today granted a state Republican Party request to block the counting of hundreds of recently discovered King County ballots in that state's extremely close governor's race. How about that, huh? Carl sent this to me. He says, this crap makes me so mad I could just spit. Even if the election workers wrongly rejected the ballots, even if that's the case, a Pierce County Superior Court judge, Stephanie Arendt, said it is too late for King County to reconsider them now. Too bad. Too bad. State Democratic Party Chairman Paul Behrendt said the party will appeal the decision. He said, we're going to fight for every vote to count in the state of Washington. I guess we're headed to the state Supreme Court. I hate Republicans. They just turn my stomach. They turn my stomach. They have nothing to offer the American public, so they have to cheat, lie, and steal. These people are rotten at the core, every single Republican, because if there's a Republican out there who is not rotten at the core, he or she would abandon this filthy neo-Nazi party and form the new Republican Party if you want to. If you like Republican Party ideals from the 50s, I don't know why you would, or from the 40s, I don't know why you would, or from any time, and maybe go back to Lincoln. If you like Republican Party ideals, then what are you doing in the Republican Party today? It is nothing but a collection of greedy, neocon, religious, misfit freaks. So here are the Republicans in the state of Washington. Oh, you found 573 votes? Really? Or 723? Or 812? Oh, you found votes that were shuffled aside, weren't even counted. And you want us to agree to having them counted? Screw you. That may mean our boy would lose. Count every vote, my ass. We're Republicans. We only want enough counted to show us winning. That's it. Then shut down the counting. Stop there. Don't you remember Bush versus Gore? God. And finally, a newspaper in Florida, the Seminole Chronicle, has an article. Here's the headline, Feeney implicated in vote fraud. Here's the subhead, Congressman sought to alter totals, testimony in Ohio case says. And the article goes on, Republican Congressman Tom Feeney asked a computer programmer in September 2000, prior to that year's contested presidential vote in Florida, to write software that could alter vote totals on touch screen voting machines, the programmer said. And then about four paragraphs in, Feeney could not be reached for comment. Oh, my ass, he couldn't be reached for comment. Well, you're telling me a member of the United States Congress can't be reached 24/7? Of course he can. And if the accusations, the sworn testimony by this former computer programmer, Clint Curtis, if it is a lie, why has there not been a lawsuit filed against him by either Yang Enterprises or Congress geek Tom Feeney, the former Speaker of the Florida House of Representatives? Huh? God! We'll post the link to this article from the Seminole Chronicle. Has there been something? I don't know. Maybe there's been something. The Times, the Post, the L.A. Times, the Chicago Tribune. There's damn sure not been anything in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Maybe I sound, coming off half-cocked again. Maybe the mainstream press has picked up on this story that has been on the web now for about, 10 days, 2 weeks? And when you first see it on the web, you think, oh, damn, am I supposed to put on my tinfoil hat? Is that what people are going to say? Oh, you read the thing about Yang Enterprises and Clint Curtis and Tom Feeney? Oh, put on your tinfoil hat, Malloy. Now, is the Seminole Chronicle mainstream press? I think so. I think it is. So we'll put the link up, and you can read the story. But the thing in Washington State, the judge, now I don't know what has happened since that occurred earlier today, but the judge there granting the Republican Party in Washington State their request to block the counting of hundreds of recently discovered King County ballots that might alter the result of the governor's race. Oh, you Republicans, oh, you just turn my stomach. You are so evil. You are so bad. You are so unfair. You are so without any morality or ethics whatsoever. And your God is going to take so much of it, and then he's going to start pinching your heads off and throwing them into hell where the demons will use them as soccer balls. Do you understand that? That's coming. You think it's the rapture. No, it's not. It's a head pinching that's coming for you people. Off comes your head, into hell, soccer ball time, rapture. You'll be surprised when you find out what sort of rapture is planned for you freaks. Why don't you tell your people? Why don't you tell, look, you know, you've said you own the Republican Party. Why don't you tell them to be Christ-like? That means fair, just, honest, doesn't it? You damn hypocrites. You damn hypocrites. I better take some calls before I say bad things and lose my job. Diana is calling from North Florida. Hey, Diana.
Hi there.
How are you?
I can't believe I'm on the phone with you.
Well, here you are, and thanks for waiting for, 2 hours? Or how?
Well, I don't know how long it's been. I've been listening to you, so.
Well, thanks for holding on.
Yeah. I can't understand. Why there is not more outrage by the general public. And maybe you can, you know, give me some insight into this. Because, you know, I don't know how old you are, but,
Older than you.
Probably not. I was in college and I did this anti-Vietnam War, protests and so forth.
So where's the outrage? Is that what you want to know? Where's the outrage over this?
Yeah,
that's something we try to understand. I mean I and many people listen to this program every night, Diana. I don't know where the outrage is. I don't know why we can't do what Ukrainians do. And yeah, I know that American money went into advising the Ukrainian people, and I understand that. And does that corrupt the efforts to want democracy? I don't think so. I don't know where why we're not like the people of Yugoslavia when Milosevic tried to steal another election. Did American money go into backing Kostunica? Probably. But I don't care. That doesn't negate the fact that these people were Democrats, small d. So I don't know where the outrage is. I know that I participated in a march prior to this war where there were 500,000 people, and it might as well have been five people for the effect that it had on the United States government in the hands of this filthy cadre of neocons. So I don't know where the outrage is, Diana. Maybe people are just tired.
How could someone be so tired when, you know, I mean, every family, I don't care, it's got to be a cousin or a cousin or a nephew or a son or somebody,
right,
is going to be affected by this. And, you know, I have a nephew over there, and I am literally every day crunching my knuckles,
sure,
just hoping that he comes home safe. And we know that he's going to be there for 18 months. 18 months.
That's awful.
18 months. He's going to be over there. All right? And he's not a young guy. He's not a young guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's in his late 30s.
Well, yeah, Diane, and you're right. The story you're telling me can be repeated thousands of times over.
Every family somehow is being touched by all this.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, in
yeah.
some way. And I don't understand why people, they sit in front of their TVs or they sit in their, lunchrooms at their workplace or whatever, and they are not outraged by everything that's going on. I don't understand why people are not being vocal, absolutely vocal.
Well,
get our sons and daughters home. I don't understand it.
Well, I think the time will come. Things have got to get worse before they get worse, as some wag said. But I think the time will come when Americans find. You know, we were three or four, I think 3 years into the real killing of the Vietnam War before people took to the streets. So it may take a while. Listen, Diane, I have to leave it there. Thanks a lot for checking in. I hope you call again, okay?
Thank you so much. You've been absolutely wonderful. I love you. I love Air America. And thank you so much for everything you're doing.
Well, we appreciate the support. Take care. Quick break here, folks. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
I got something to say. And I thought it might be worth a mention. If you're not pissed off at the world, then you're just not paying attention. You can turn off the TV and go about your day. But just 'cause you don't see it, it don't mean it's gone away.
Sirius Black's Escape from Azkaban.
By Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Expecto Patronum!
The universe's most magical DVD.
Harry!
Includes a conversation with J.K. Rowling and Kurz.
The film, this is mind-blowing.
Exclusive, never-before-seen footage and loads of other magical extras.
That felt good.
Not good, brilliant.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Parental guidance suggested. Rated PG. Buy it on DVD.
I called this meeting because one of you, and I have my suspicions who it is, left this in my desk.
Generex?
Was it you, Schmidt?
No, sir.
Boyd?
Not me.
It was me, sir.
Ah, I should have known. Thank you, Jones. Finally, something worked.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denerex. Denerex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Thanks for taking an interest, Jones.
Oh, I'm interested.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denerex Dandruff Shampoo.
If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denerex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denerex.com.
It's time for a Mother Jones quiz. True or false, half the U.S. intelligence budget is spent on private contractors. Red states have a divorce rate 27% higher than blue states. The Pentagon spent $42 billion on faulty aircraft without fully testing them. Ready for the answers? All true. Read about all this in the January issue of Mother Jones, on newsstands now. Mother Jones, your source for truth-telling, hell-raising, independent news.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
You work hard, and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix Online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Border to border and coast to coast, the Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
It's about 8:30 before the hour. We got an email here from Blue Lady. More votes were found in Seattle's King County. Election officials there entered a warehouse today and found a plastic tray containing 150 misplaced ballots. The discovery brings the number of belatedly discovered ballots to 723 in the heavily Democratic county. Why does this never happen in heavily Republican counties? Is it just coincidence? Is it just the mysterious hand of God writing and having writ moves on? What the hell is it? Well, how about fraud? How about theft? How about collusion? How about destruction of the democratic process? But have you noticed this? It's never a question of how many votes were taken from Bush. It's never a question of suppression of Republican votes. It's never a question of missing ballots in heavily Republican precincts. No, not ever. Always Democrat. And yet we are to believe, hey, the election's over, time to move on. Screw moving on. Stand and fight, damn it. Barry from Corvallis, Oregon, sends this. Former Secretary of State, this is according to the Seattle Times, former Secretary of State, a Republican, wants a new vote. It says here, Ralph Monroe, a key supporter of Republican Dino, or is it Dino Rossi, during the contentious recounts in Washington's race for governor, says it may be time to toss out all the votes and do the election over. Now, Monroe was the state's, he was the Secretary of State. He oversaw the state's election system for 20 years before he retired in 2000. He said a new vote is probably the only way to restore voter confidence and get a clear winner. He suggested allowing new voter registrations for a few weeks and holding a new election in February. If that's true, that's the first Republican I have heard who has made a statement even resembling fair play or justice or trying to solve the situation, at least in the state of Washington. But I still think all Republicans are moralist, ethically challenged thugs. So if this guy Monroe is for real, okay, that's fine. Thanks for sending in, Barry. What do you think the chances are that the state of Washington is going to hold a new election? What's it going to be? Just election for governor? Is it going to be election for all those county offices? Everything. Can't you see every candidate in every election that was statewide? And maybe some that weren't statewide saying, well, if you're going to do it for the governor's race, do it for me. So maybe Mr. Monroe knows that it's a red herring to suggest an entire new election. I don't know. Maybe somebody will keep us posted on this as it develops. But isn't it interesting that all the missing votes and the found ballots. Oh, my God, look over here. What is this? Well, it's 153 votes in a tray. Well, where are we? Well, we're in an abandoned warehouse. Are we? Well, where are the votes from? Well, it's from, my goodness, a heavily Democratic precinct. Isn't this interesting? Gee, what do we do with this tray of votes, ballots? If just once somebody would say, oh, well, we were in a warehouse down by the waterfront in Seattle, and guess what we found? We found a tray with 173 votes from a heavily Republican district. But that's not going to happen. You know that's not going to happen. Ain't no way that's going to happen. Sean is calling from Dallas, Texas. Hey, Sean, welcome to the program.
Hey.
Hey.
Well, it's jumping back to the beginning of the show, but there was talk about cartoons with gay characters, or at least the right-wing sphere of gay characters in cartoons.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I happen to know of an animated television series that actually does have a lesbian couple.
Which is that?
That's Sailor Moon, the F season. In the original Japanese language, Sailor Moon, when they brought it to the United States, they edited it. And they made the two girls cousins who grew up together.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, now, you're talking about the Japanese anime. I don't know anything about the cartoons.
Right.
Because I've been in a cartoonless. The only cartoons I watch sometimes on the Cartoon Channel, they have the old Warner Brothers and the old Merry Melodies. You know, I watch those.
Well, Bugs Bunny dresses up like a girl and kisses Elmer Fudd. You'd think they'd throw a fit about that.
Yeah. Wait a second. Hold on just a second. Kathy, please open up your microphone because I don't understand what you're typing on the screen here. Kathy is more hip to this topic than I am, Sean. Kathy?
Well, I just said he's talking about shows like Aeon Flux and Robotech and G-Force and Vampire Hunter D and that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I don't know what...
Japanese anime.
I don't know what Kathy just said. I have no idea. But apparently you and she are speaking the same language here, Sean.
Yeah. Well, okay. In Sailor Moon, there are two characters. In the original, they were named Haruka and Michiru. The English language version changed it to Amura and Michelle. In the original version, they're lovers who met about a year ago. And in the American version, they're cousins who grew up together. Dialogue has changed, but they still leave scenes where they're gazing into each other's eyes and stuff, so there's probably a lot of confused kids out there.
Well, I'm thoroughly confused, so I would imagine there are a lot of confused kids, yeah.
But apparently, when they translated it into English, they decided that Americans couldn't handle a lesbian couple in an animated series, so they changed.
Well, that's very true.
Yeah, well, obviously some of us can't because, you know.
You know, I watch, I love, one of my favorite shows on television is the Teletubbies. And Tinky Winky, we all know, is gay.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you know, I sit there with my five-month-old daughter. Oh, now don't send me emails and tell me keep her away from television. This is Teletubbies, for Christ's sake. But we sit there, and I say to her, Molly, you see the one there, Tinky Winky? That one's gay. Quick break. Thanks for checking in, Sean. Got a boogie. I'm Mike Malloy. We'll be back in a moment. Well, longer than a moment, but, you know, that's just a way of saying, oh, never mind. This is Air America Radio.
Time to renovate your kitchen? Well, don't replace your cabinets. Just reface them with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. And with Sears, it's satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call now for a free in-home estimate. 1-800-225-5991. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-225-5991.
With all the recent news on prescription Vioxx, you may be asking what the right pain reliever is for you. Talk to your doctor and ask about Advil. The fact is, no other over-the-counter pain reliever has been proven stronger or to last longer on tough pain than Advil. Not Tylenol. Not Aleve. Advil has been trusted by millions for over 20 years. Ask your doctor if the strong, trusted pain relief of Advil is right for your kind of pain.
Use is directed for occasional pain only. Do not exceed 10 days. Talk to your doctor if pain persists. Vioxx is a trademark of Merck & Company, Inc.
Air America Radio News. I'm Marty Lynch. Merry Christmas, Devil Dogs. Those were the cheers that came from one Marine division spending the holidays outside of Fallujah. The Navy's Bravo Surgical Company put on Santa and reindeer costumes and crisscrossed the base in a fire truck while caroling. One lieutenant there said, quote, "We're getting to spend the holiday here. Why not share it with the rest of the group?" The Marines strung Christmas lights and tinsel throughout the base before attending a religious service there. There was a huge explosion today in Baghdad's Green Zone. A truck filled with butane was parked outside of the Libyan and Moroccan embassies in the upscale Mansour district. 19 people suffered severe burns as a result of the explosion, and one person was killed. Violence has escalated considerably in Iraq since the U.S.-led assault on Fallujah. According to the Associated Press, 1,323 U.S. soldiers have died since the beginning of the Iraq War in March 2003. Local lawmakers helped some soldiers get home for the holidays. Kentucky Congressman Ken Lucas lobbied the Army to let some soldiers stationed in New Jersey come home to the Bluegrass State for the holidays. Lucas worked with New Jersey Representative Mike Denham to loosen travel restrictions for the holidays. One woman from Fort Knox said, quote, "We've got three kids at home, and they don't even know Dad's coming home yet." The troops from Kentucky are training at Fort Dix in New Jersey before heading to Iraq. U.S. troops stationed in Iraq got a big surprise today. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld visited troops in Tikrit, Mosul, and Fallujah. After consoling wounded U.S. soldiers in Mosul, the defense secretary held a question-and-answer period for the soldiers. One soldier asked Rumsfeld how they could win the war in the media. Rumsfeld smirked at the question, saying, quote, "That doesn't sound like a question planted by the press." He told the troops not to worry and vowed to defeat the insurgency. The defense secretary's short visit ended shortly after meetings with top American commanders and talks with the interim Iraqi government.
Pope John Paul II ushered in Christmas today by lighting a candle in his window for peace. Below the window, people from all over the world sang and visited the 105-foot-tall Christmas tree in St. Peter's Square. Before Mass, the Pope appeared at the window again, clutched the candle, and made the sign of the cross with it. The crowd erupted. The Vatican said Midnight Mass and the Christmas Day message are scheduled to be televised in 73 countries. Thousands of people celebrated Christmas in the original birthplace of Jesus. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas was welcomed to the celebration by cheering crowds. Israel prevented the former leader Yasser Arafat from attending the festivities since 2001. One woman, a 55-year-old United Arab Emirate worker, said the surprisingly hopeful atmosphere attracted her to Bethlehem this year. The Russians' military test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile today. The missile was fired from a testing range on the far eastern Kamchatka Peninsula. Today's launch was the final test of the missile's capabilities. Each missile can be fitted with one nuclear warhead, but plans are in the works to try to fit three nuclear warheads on each missile. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russia is developing nuclear weapons that will far surpass anything that other nations have now. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Marty Lynch.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
When they say that they are the most trusted name in news, between Fox, MSNBC, yes, but Air America Radio is the most trusted name in news.
866-303-AAR0.
This is communist stuff. This is not my country's stuff. I came to this country to have freedom. I didn't come here to be ruled by a bunch of yahoos that do not give a damn about human rights.
We're listening.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Six and a half past the hour. Welcome back. Malloy here on Air America Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in. Very quickly, Nat Hentoff, Village Voice stalwart, has an article, A Cloud Over the Constitution. I linked it on the AirAmericaRadio.com webpage. I think I did. Yeah, I did. And the question is asked, why is a lawyer whose opinions have produced such disastrous results for his government, why is this guy qualified to serve as Attorney General? He's talking, of course, about Alberto Gonzalez. This is a guy who always tells Bush what he wants to hear, like authorizing torture of non-citizen detainees, approving violations of international law, and, as Hentoff points out, the breathtaking assertion that the president, without going to the courts or to Congress, can imprison American citizens indefinitely without charges and without access to lawyers. Now, this is what Alberto Gonzalez, Bush's nominee to be the new attorney general, this is what he's about. He is a really a fascist. This guy will make people yearn for the good old days of John Ashcroft. That's how bad this guy is. Now, the Democrats know about this guy. They know about Gonzalez. This is a guy, like I said, like you know, who authorizes the United States military or the United States civilian contractors working for the military to torture people to death if necessary. That's who this guy is. This is a guy who assisted George Bush in dozens upon scores of executions in the state of Texas, in many instances when evidence could have been produced, had they been given enough time, to show the innocence of the people sent to the death chamber in Texas. That's who this guy is, Alberto Gonzalez. Now, what do you think the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee are going to do? Do you think they'll vote against him? What do you think? The Republicans on that committee will do whatever Bush tells them to do. Whatever, not Bush, but whatever Cheney tells them to do, whatever Rumsfeld tells them, they'll do it. But what about the Democrats? Well, there's no way of knowing at this point. What about the Democrats in the United States Senate? You know, and I know, that these Democrats are going to roll over once again. They know how evil this guy is, Gonzalez. They know that he uses the Constitution of the United States as bathroom tissue. They know this. And what do you suppose the Democrats in the Senate are going to do? Watch the vote when it comes. When does it come, Kathy? And January, I guess. They're all out on vacation right now, I guess. Watch what happens. And when this guy is confirmed, and when the Democratic Party shows that it will not resist him, that will be the day. That will be the day. I'm sorry to say this. I really am. That's the day that I'm going to resign from the Democratic Party. That's the day I become an independent or a green or a Naderite or I don't know what the hell. Maybe just nothing. But that'll be the day that, as far as I am concerned, the Democratic Party on a national level dies. I'm not talking about individual Democrats. God bless you. Keep fighting the fight. My ass is not going to be there. I am sick of it. I am tired of it. Now, somebody please tell me that Schumer and Clinton, the two Democratic senators from New York, actually were just trying to set up Bush with their full-throated endorsement of Bernard Kerik. Please tell me that. Please. Because right now what I believe is that Schumer and Clinton were going along, as they always do, with one of Bush's nominees, because they believe, as most national Democrats do, that the Democratic Party has got to come even more to the right. To hell with it. I'm gone. So I'm waiting. I'm waiting to see what they do about Alberto Gonzalez. And I swear, before my five-month-old daughter, I swear this. I'm doing it on public radio. My wife is listening. You folks are listening. If the Democrats don't stop this, and there is a way to stop it, they just filibuster this thug, this fascist killer thug, and they refuse to allow him to become Attorney General. If they do not, let me state it now, clearly, categorically, I'm finished with the Democratic Party. I'm finished. Now, who cares? Nobody. But I'm just stating it for the record, okay? This is how bad this guy is. I've been a Democrat all my life. But no more fundraising letters to me, Democrats. No more asking me to work for a candidate. I don't care how righteous that candidate is. I don't care if it's for county commission here in DeKalb County, Georgia. I've had it. I've had it. I've had my guts full of it. I have watched now in the 2000 election, the 2002 election, the 2004 election, and the 1996 election, the 1994 election. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I've got my sanity to consider now. So at that point, I go to work on a grassroots level to try to rebuild a Democratic Party that has ideals, that has backbone, that believes in what I still believe in. I'll find one other person, and we'll find two others, and we'll find eight others, and I don't know what the hell we'll call it. We maybe won't call it Democratic Party. Maybe we'll call it the Rectangular Party. It doesn't make any difference. But Al Fromm and Terry McAuliffe and all these DLC people, they have destroyed, gutted, ruined, burned the Democratic Party into an ash. And I kept silent about this during the campaign. I kept silent about vote for Dennis Kucinich because I believed in the man. Go for Dean if you can't do Kucinich. Go for Kerry if you can't Dean. Well, it's all over now. It's all over. And if these Democrats in the United States Senate allow Alberto Gonzalez to become the new Attorney General, I'm out of here. I am out of here as far as the Democratic Party is concerned. Permanently, forever, for good. That's it. End. Stop. Fini. And I don't make any recommendations that you do the same. You do whatever you want if you're a Democrat. But I'll tell you something. I have a question. I'll tell you something. I have a question for you. If the Democrats in the United States Senate allow this guy to become the new Attorney General, how are you, as a rank-and-file Democrat, just like me, how are you going to be able to look yourself in the mirror in the morning? How are you going to be able to do it and still say you're a Democrat? They all copped a plea about the USA Patriot Act, right? Only one senator voted against the USA Patriot Act. One. Russ Feingold, that was it. How many of these Democrats, Kerry included, Clinton, Schumer, all of them, Boxer, all these Democrats have voted, war on terror, I didn't want to, you know. How many of these Democrats voted for the confirmation of this filthy first-term cabinet of George Bush? How many are going to vote to confirm the second list of filthy fascist killers? We all have fun, man, because that's it for me with the Democratic Party. I'll be watching. If Gonzalez is confirmed, as Nat Hentoff points out, for the next 4 years... This thug will be finding additional ways to expand the Patriot Act, to further integrate the use of surveillance of us, you and me, into government data banks. And he'll continue, as he already has, he'll continue to make the Bush administration the most secretive in American history. Whose idea do you think it was to lock down the records, the public records? Alberto Gonzalez. Well... And I'm not going to say, oh, write your Democratic senator, call your Democratic senator on the Judiciary Committee, tell him to vote against Gonzalez. To hell with that. I'm going to watch. And that's the day I'm out of here, as far as the Democratic Party is concerned. Now, does that mean anything to anybody? Hell no. I'm just little old me, just like you're little old you, right? But that's my statement, and I swear, like I said, before my five-month-old child, I swear that will be the moment I leave.
We don't get fooled again.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Do you know where your children are on the Internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by Internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing Internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
If you have tax debt, you need to know that IRS has beefed up collection to record levels. But also know this, your problems can be solved and your debt can be settled. And there's no person in this country better equipped to help you than Dan Pilla.
Hi, this is Dan Pilla. If you have a tax debt, you need to know that in the last year, tax liens have increased by 148%, bank and wage levies are up a whopping 306%, and property seizures increased an incredible 316%. Now is the time to get your tax problem solved, and my Tax Freedom Institute can help. I can show you how to stop collection action and get this problem behind you once and for all. Call for your free consultation. And if you have a state tax debt, I can help there too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX and make sure you look for my brand new book, The IRS Problem Solver, available in bookstores everywhere.
If you have an IRS debt, now is definitely the time to act. Dan Pilla has helped tens of thousands of people and he can help you. Call today, 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero,
vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero, value, variety, vroom.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Past the hour. Read the Hentoff article. It's do you have it linked at our website, Kathy? Okay. Go to MikeMalloy.com. It's on the first page. All right, back to your phone calls. RB is calling from Saskatoon. RB, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you doing there, Mike?
Doing fine.
So last night, my stepson had the gumption to phone you. Remember Earl?
Yeah. It was great talking to your stepson. Sharp kid.
Yeah, I'm pretty amazed at how intelligent he is for his age. Because when I first met him, all he wanted to do was play video games. Now, ever since I brought a computer into his life, he's realizing there's more in life than just, getting the highest score in something. Anyway, I was going to talk about Gonzalez, that very disturbing nomination Bush is putting forth. I think that from now on, people of our ilk, liberals, and we are an ilk, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Should start calling Torquemada Gonzalez all the time, just until it becomes part of everyday conversation, because that's what he believes in. He's in torture as a way of extracting information.
Oh, it's astonishing. That's why, I mean, this is the turning point for me, RB. This is the moment when my Democratic Party either shows that it's still interested in the United States of America as a quasi-partial, maybe, perhaps, just society, or my Democratic Party signs off with the Nazis and allows this filthy, filthy man to become Attorney General. If my Democratic Party does that, no longer, never again am I going to be part of it. Now, I know that Zell Miller and Billy Tawson and all these turncoat so-called Democrats are fond of saying, well, the Democratic Party left me. The hell it did.
No, simply,
let me finish, RB, because I'm pissed.
Okay.
You know, these southern so-called Democrats, politicians say that because the Democrats worked real hard to get the black vote and gay rights and so on and so forth. So you take these old unreconstructed rednecks like Tawson and Miller, and you have people leaving the party. All right. That's not why I'm leaving. I'm leaving because my Democratic Party, if they confirm this thug, will be stating for the record that they are in favor of torture. I'm gone. I'm out. That's it. Like a lot of people in this country, RB, who have tried to stretch our allegiance to the Democratic Party until it snapped. Well, for me, the snapping moment comes if this thug is confirmed as Attorney General. Then I'm gone.
And they show their arrogance by how they did Tom Daschle in. First, they leaned on him, both Cheney and Bush, about we want you to limit the investigation into 9/11. And then for his cooperation, how do they pay him back? They send Mr. Frist out personally to destroy him. And who knows if that vote was even legal, the way things are now. But, you know, there is a truth about this Mr. Rumsfeld that everybody should realize, because there's no way, the way the debacle in Iraq is going, that anybody would keep their job. So there's only two things that is possible. He's either a complete and competent fool, or he is doing his job right.
Yeah, you got that right.
And that's scary to contemplate.
Yeah, either one is scary, but the latter is the more frightening.
Well, that's the one, because I hear these PNACers, and we got them up here in Canada too. David Frum, that frickin' speechwriter, the one who did the...
Oh, yeah. He's a Canadian. Sure.
Trifecta veal. He's a Canadian reactionary. His mother was a woman named Barbara Frum, who was a journalist up here at the CBC, who died of breast cancer at a very young age and was a complete journalist. She was what Barbara Walters could only wish she could have been. She was that fair and balanced and that much of a beloved personality up here, and to see what David Frum has become, and his thing when he wrote that article, Arafat must have AIDS because it appears he looks like he's got AIDS. I have no proof that he has AIDS. Religion some more, just to slander Arafat some more. He was a terrorist, but so they all were. They were fighting a dirty war.
That's right.
They were all terrorists. They're all guilty. But somebody's got to make the peace, and at least Arafat tried.
Yeah.
And the way they went, the way they treated his death, it was just unbelievable. It was so un-American, I just couldn't believe it. And I want to read you something that I think would be very important.
Very quick. We're almost out of time.
Okay.
In the segment. Go.
To bring about a just reconciliation between two contestants is charity. Helping a person mount his animal or to load his baggage onto it is charity. A good word is charity. To remove obstacles in the street is charity. Smiling on the face of your brother is charity. And sexual relations with your spouses is charity. And the Prophet Muhammad said that.
Well, I'm not surprised. Avatars of the cloud being, no matter what religion, have said some pretty good things.
Any religion can be perverted, but the people who bring the message, like Jesus, like Muhammad, like Buddha, like Gandhi recently, Martin Luther King, they always start off with the right intentions. Then they get knocked off, and a bunch of other guys come along and pervert what they were trying to tell them.
Isn't that the truth? RB, got to leave there. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Take care. Quick break, folks. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
And if somebody loved me like she do me, she do me. Yes, she does.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't
lie. George W. Bush would be
known as the
fucking rock. It's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages?
the same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial week, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
EcoTalk.
I'm Betsy Rosenberg.
And I'm Johnny Steele.
Of EcoTalk on Air America Radio, our program covers everything you wanted to know about planet protection, from the practical to the political, but didn't know where to ask. We interview authors, activists, green business leaders, scientific experts, and occasionally ordinary folks who are making an extraordinary environmental difference.
From reuse to renewable energy, from climate change to computer recycling.
Your home for eco-health
and eco-humor.
EcoTalk.
On Air America Radio.
Now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. You know, I feel like I have to just make a little clarification. My little outburst there about leaving the Democratic Party is not intended to in any way influence anybody else. It's an honest eruption of rage and anger and frustration with a party that I have been loyal to since before I could vote. You know, I've talked about on this program the kind of neighborhood I grew up in, working class, blue collar, Toledo, Ohio. Everybody was a union member, yada yada, and everybody was a Democrat. And it's as inculcated in me to be a Democrat as it is in your average 30-year-old Catholic. You know who said it? Give me a child till he's six, I'll give you a Catholic for life. Who is that? Cardinal Richelieu. Well, the same thing applies with the Democratic Party. It was an honorable party. It's the only party that's ever done anything, the only major party. The socialists have done a lot. The farmer labor party did a lot. The progressive party back early in this century did a lot. But the only major party that busted its collective ass to make life better for people, native-born and immigrants in this country, has been the Democratic Party, and it just breaks my heart. But I have written the letters, and because I happen to work in radio, I've been invited to go up there to D.C. and talk with these people. Randy and I, when she was still working down in West Palm, and I was working for that stupid toy network, i.e. America, we were there. Other people were there addressing members of Congress who came in to listen to what we had to say, and we tried to tell them. We tried to tell these liberals, so-called, these Democrats, and they looked at us and listened to what we said, and I even came back and went on the air on IE America Radio Network and said, well, I think they heard us. Oh, Jesus. Talk about feeling like a fool. So here we are. So, you know, my little outburst there, as most of my outbursts, came from the heart, and I mean it, and it's not designed to have any effect on anybody, not that it would. One thing I've noticed about liberals and Democrats, they are extremely independent. You know, most of you people don't give a tinker's damn what I say, which is cool. You know, you tune in because it's entertaining. Hey, listen to Malloy, he's pissed off just like I am. And that's the extent of it. But before anybody sends me an email talking about, well, aren't you being kind of arrogant thinking you can influence me? I don't think I can influence anybody. And I think any talk show host that thinks he or she can or tries to do it is as much of a fascist as Bush. This is a meeting place, this program. You got your say, email, phone call, however you want to do it, I get mine. And the fact that I've got the microphone means I get to say more. That's all that means. That's all that means. Doesn't mean anything but that. But I've had it. I've really had it. And this Gonzalez thing is the thing that's pushing me right over the edge. Now, you know, I've got Democratic friends, former Democrats, that said, Jesus, what took you so long? Why didn't you leave? Why didn't you leave when they eviscerated Carter? You know, why didn't you leave when, I stayed to fight. And on whatever level I could, just like you. I don't care what you've done. Maybe you just thought the right thoughts. That's part of the fight. That's why it's so important. Thought control is so important to get you to stop thinking. You know, when I hold up four fingers, by God, you've got to tell me I hold five. That's what Big Brother, that's what the Bush crime family wants. So if you fight just in the confines of your mind, you're still fighting. I don't believe this idea that you got to contribute money or you got to go picket or whatever. That's all good. Walking in a demonstration, of course it's good. But it's what's in your mind, i.e. your heart. You know, if you don't buy into it, if you resist it privately in your own little world, like I do every single damn day, I resist it in my own little piece of life, humanity. And I tell my kids, and when my grandkids get old enough, I'm going to fill their heads with it. And when Molly gets old enough, I'm going to tell her the same thing. Fight. Fight. Don't ever believe this nonsense. This is not the way it's supposed to be. So that's all I was trying to say. The Gonzalez thing is sickening. It's sickening. You know, it's bad enough with a religious fascist like John Ashcroft. But now this, somebody who figures out a way using legalese. You know how the Republicans like to bust up on lawyers, right? Here is this Gonzalez monster figures out a way to make torture acceptable. To make indeterminate sentences for people who have never been convicted of anything acceptable. And on and on and on. And this criminal, corrupt administration has the audacity to nominate this guy for attorney general. Okay, fine. If there were 60 Republicans in the House, then my argument would be kind of pointless because they could shut off filibuster. But that's not the case. There are 55 Republicans in the United States Senate and 45 Democrats. And the Democrats can kill this nomination. It will take work. It'll take standing there and talking. That's called filibuster. And it's a very important part of our Democratic system. Even though this thug Bill Frist, the Senate Majority Leader, says, well, you know, we ought to declare that illegal. It's coming. But until it does come, we still have 45 Democrats in the Senate, and that's enough to stop this. how many do you think are going to swing over and vote with the Republicans? How many Democrats out of that 45? 20 of them? 23 of them? 40 of them? So that's just where I stand. That's it. It's over. It's done. And it's heartbreaking to me. It's heartbreaking to me. I just got out here, when was it, Kathy? Wednesday, and addressed an overflow crowd of Democrats. Democrats! But the Gonzales thing? That's it. This is worse than the Gulf of Tonkin resolution. This is worse than any lie that's ever been told by a Democrat. This is worse than anything, any Democratic elected official from the county level to the federal level has ever done if they let this bastard be confirmed. Oops, I'm not supposed to say bastard. My bad. If they let Alberto Gonzalez be confirmed as Attorney General, they being the Democrats... As far as I'm concerned, in my little tiny insignificant corner of the universe, then it becomes, it sucks all the oxygen out and sets my little corner on fire. And that's it. I'm gone. Democrats, adios. And, whatever you decide, if you can live with it, if you can remain a Democrat, if this guy gets confirmed, fine, you know. You decide what mountain you're going to die on, you know? We all make that decision eventually. And how long before every single constitutional guarantee is destroyed, subverted, abrogated by this thug Gonzalez, huh? That's what's at stake here. The scraps, the remains, the table scraps, the crumbs... The still remain of the 1st, 4th, 5th, 8th, 14th Amendments. You think the Patriot Act was scary? Alberto is going to show you stuff that you didn't think could happen in America. You know, all these comparisons to Hitler are fine, but you know what these thugs really are? You know what they really are? They're like Soviet Union fascists. That's what they are. That little demonstration in the White House the other day, giving those medals of freedom to those three failures, Tenet and Bremer and Franks, three people that have sent God knows how many Iraqis and Americans to fiery, flaming, painful deaths over nothing, and they get medals of freedom? Now, of course, that's not the Democrats' fault. And I can imagine every legitimate Democrat in Washington probably was vomiting blood watching that. But the Gonzales nomination is a Democratic thing. It can be stopped. I mean, on and on and on. How many times are we supposed to roll over? How many times are we Democrats supposed to say, oh, well, okay, I understand. You know, you had to compromise. Okay, we'll get them next time. How many times? Aren't you sick of it? Aren't you sick of it? Watching the Democratic Party degenerate into nothing, not even Republican light. Worse than that. To become a party, I'm not talking about rank and file. I'm talking about the leadership. I'm talking about the elected officials. To become a party of cowards? Cowards! Not me. Not ever.
Enough is enough.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
I called this meeting because one of you, and I have my suspicions who it is, left this in my desk.
Generex?
Was it you, Schmidt?
No, sir.
Boyd?
Not me.
It was me, sir.
Ah, I should have known. Thank you, Jones. Finally, something worked.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denerex. Denerex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Thanks for taking an interest, Jones.
Oh, I'm interested.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denerex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denerex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denerex.com.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. A heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
Sometimes I think my phone's tapped because I hear weird things on it, like, shh, Crimmins will hear you.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe has called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Bush is an optimist. That's what he keeps telling me. I'm an optimist. And you know, I agree. He is an optimist. Who else but an optimist could run for office on his record?
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more.
Available now at bookstores worth visiting.
soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Tonight's program, engineered in New York by Jason Isaac and Colin Tipton. Linda Blake answered your calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall, our webmaster. Ben Birch, White Rose Society, archives the program. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay, senior producer, executive producer. And check out two websites, please, over the weekend, airamericaradio.com. And if you have some extra time, go to mikemalloy.com. Okay. Siobhan is calling from New Jersey. Siobhan, welcome to the program. Hey, Siobhan. She's there someplace, right? Hi, Siobhan. Hello. Okay, let me put you on hold. We'll try again in a minute. Rick in L.A., welcome to the program, and thanks for holding on forever.
No problem. Frankly, Mike, I haven't had a... It's been hard for me to call after the election, you know?
I know.
I felt like I had the wind knocked out of me.
Yes.
I understand what you're saying about Alberto Gonzalez and how the Democrats will react to it. Frankly, I've already made the decision to... This party has abandoned me. I'm not abandoning this party. The Democratic Party does not speak for me anymore. It speaks for people that make over $1.5 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's the long and short of it. I wanted to see how you felt about something, because you remember a few months ago what happened with Sinclair Broadcasting.
Yeah, yeah.
Where a coalition of people basically hammered not only their advertisers for trying to put the smear campaign on against Kerry, but also... Hit investment firms that had them in mutual funds. Mm-hmm. People start taking out their 401k plans, and eventually, in 1 week, this company lost $105 million in its stock price. I'm thinking that this is the best way for us to be able to take back our country, because we don't have a vote anymore. I think Ohio, what's happening in Washington, and what happened in Florida obviously show that.
Well, the problem, I understand what you're saying, but the problem, Rick, you know, some Mickey Mouse filthy right-wing organization like Sinclair, yeah, they maintain programming on 60 stations. What are you going to do about NBC? What are you going to do about CNN, ABC, CBS, MSNBC? You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't think you can. It's not going to happen with everybody, and you're not going to be able to affect that many... all that many public companies that are actually part of what is happening in this country with the military-industrial complex and the prison-industrial complex and how it's all tied in. But there are certain key companies that can be affected, ES&S, Diebold,
mm-hmm.
You know. If they're going to take away my vote, I don't mind taking away their place of employment.
Yeah, if it were legal, if it were ethical, I would advocate much more against ES&S and Diebold and companies like that, much more than just a consumer boycott. But it wouldn't be legal or ethical for me to say it on the air, and so I won't. But these are people, you know, these are companies run by these Christian Reconstructionists and the Armageddonists who have one goal in mind, a secondary goal, that's to destroy democracy in this country, and their primary goal is to pile up enough corpses so that Jesus will step out of the clouds and find favor on them. So, you know, to me, going after them on a corporate level is kind of, I don't know, beside the point. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I think also, too, we're attacking their oxygen, you know. It's a bigger thing than just a consumer boycott. I don't think those are very effective. When you also tie in the fact that they are responsible to their shareholders to make money however they can. They're,
right.
They are legally bound to do that. So that's actually what took down the whole Sinclair issue. One of their investment firms sent them a letter saying, you're not doing right by us.
Right. I understand your point, and it's a good point. And, you know, maybe that will work. I don't know any longer. Rick, let me move on. I got one more call I want to get in here, okay?
No problem.
Thanks for checking in. Thanks for your patience, too. Is Siobhan there now in New Jersey? Siobhan?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, we only got a couple of minutes, honey.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, my
I didn't mean to call you honey. You just sound very young. I'm sorry.
Well, you can call me honey. It's okay.
Okay, I did. I, you know, oh, God.
I'm sweet.
All right, go ahead.
But anyway, I connected dots in my own brain, you know, like which kind of like freaked me out.
Right.
And I just want to get it out there because, like, I want people with the big brains to, like, figure out, am I crazy?
Right, right.
Okay?
Right.
And, like, the thing is that, like, I heard the pundits on Sunday on the McLaughlin Hour, like, the guy, like, the big heavy guy, like, with the big bug eyes that kind of look like
Yeah, I know who you mean.
Okay. Had the nerve to say that, well, you know, when our troops went into Iraq, that we needed to be perceived as liberators, and therefore they didn't need to have heavy armory, so we needed to appear soft, you know, like we needed to have soft targets.
Right.
So that we wouldn't appear...
Yeah.
But the thing is that before that, I was thinking in my mind that, you know, how come they don't have this stuff that they need? And, you know, what is up with that? And then I started to think, you know, because I'm a Girl Scout and, like, I know people in the
right.
military.
And you have
and, like,
5 seconds.
Like, I know people that train ROTC.
Hey, there's the music, Chiffon. I got to go. Call me Monday. I'll put you on first if you call me Monday, okay? We're just flat out of time, dear heart. And if we didn't get to your call tonight, I apologize. I'm terrible. I'm a lousy talk show host when it comes to getting people on the air. I admit that. Hey, thanks for participating tonight and this week. I appreciate it. I'll see you Monday. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
So, Frank, I figure we can reroute customer email through our main server.
Mm-hmm.
That way our clients can better access the product.
Mm-hmm.
So you really need to get on that.
What?
Are you or anyone you know chronically obtuse?
Mm-hmm.
Then try calling the Center for the Treatment of the Chronically Obtuse.
So, Frank, you can have that stuff ready for tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
The reports, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Are you even listening to me?
What?
The Center for the Treatment of the Chronically Obtuse. Your time is a terrible thing to waste.
What?
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
Air America Radio News, I'm Marty Lynch. There was a huge explosion today in Baghdad's Green Zone. A truck filled with butane was parked outside of the Libyan and Moroccan embassies in the upscale Mansour district. 19 people suffered severe burns as a result of the explosion, and one person was killed. Violence has escalated considerably since the U.S.-led assault on Fallujah last month. According to the Associated Press, 1,323 U.S. soldiers have died since the beginning of the Iraq War in March 2003. Donald Rumsfeld is working overtime today. The defense secretary made a surprise visit to Iraq. He hopped on a Black Hawk helicopter and visited U.S. troops stationed in Fallujah, Tikrit, and Mosul. Rumsfeld shared words of encouragement with the wounded in Mosul only days after a blast by a suicide bomber killed 14 U.S. soldiers in a mess hall. During his short tour, Rumsfeld kept insisting that the insurgency would be defeated. The defense secretary ended his short visit to Iraq by meeting with top American commanders and holding talks with the interim Iraqi government. President Bush spent the day thanking U.S. troops in Iraq. He made some phone calls from Camp David and wished soldiers happy holidays. The White House reports that Bush called a total of 10 U.S. service members, including six in Iraq. More than $8 million were donated for Bush's re-inauguration ceremonies. The team handling the funds gained 20 new contributors, including seven that donated the maximum $250,000. Some of the companies that made donations were AmeriQuest Capital Corporation, the ExxonMobil Corporation, Occidental Petroleum Corporation, and the Chevron Texaco Corporation.